With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Fannie Flagg has stopped shaking. She was in Los Angeles when the last big earthquake hit and had to run down 11 flights of stairs in her nightgown. They don't have earthquakes in Birmingham, Alabama, where Fannie Flagg grew up.
The South is very much like England. You can tell exactly where somebody is from just by listening to them. We always kid because Mississippians have very Southern accents, much more so than Alabama. Everybody always questions their sanity.
Comedian and writer Fannie Flagg is out with her second novel, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. The story is centered around two women who operate a small-town cafe and is told in flashbacks with a focus on the Depression years.
I am dedicated to, and it's something I've always been interested in, a middle-class person who never gets written about, who never gets any kind of recognition. And to me, these are the real heroes.
Naturally, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe is set in Alabama, where Fannie Flagg's father was a motion picture machine operator.
I grew up literally in the movies.
Sitting in the balconies of theaters. Then Fannie Flagg went into the Miss Alabama pageant.
For 7 years in a row, and never won.
Fannie Flagg drew on that experience 6 years ago with a novel called Coming Attractions, about a little girl who becomes Miss Mississippi. Her advice to contestants, never sit in a wicker chair before entering the bathing suit competition. Fannie Flagg loves Southerners because they are not afraid to talk to people.
My mother used to come visit me from Alabama, and by the time she got off the plane, she'd have 10 people lined up that she would introduce me to, and she would tell me who they were, what they did.
Fannie Flagg now lives in Santa Barbara, California, where she wrote her funny, sad novel, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, published by Random House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. The new novel by comedy writer and comedian Fannie Flagg, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, covers a lot of ground. It starts in 1985 and works its way back to 1918, with much of it set in the 1930s. Fannie Flagg's story is not told chronologically, but in scores of short episodes scattered almost randomly throughout the book.
I wrote them separately. And I became personally so confused, I didn't know what was going on. So I took a clothesline and I strung it down one hall. I hung all these pieces of this book on a clothesline. I spent 2 or 3 months just walking down the halls, looking at it, trying to figure out how in the world to get it all together.
Fannie Flagg's Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe has a huge cast of characters who drift in and out of a small-town eatery in Alabama. Blacks, of course, are not allowed to eat in the cafe, but the two women who run it defy white authority and feed the blacks at a reduced rate through the back door. Fannie Flagg recalls how things used to be in her hometown of Birmingham.
I can still remember on the streetcars when I was about 4 or 5 years old that there was a board that you would move where black people sat in the back of a bus. When you grow up that way, you don't think about it. And I became very concerned with the fact that I could grow up in a situation like that and not really understand the enormity of it.
Fannie Flagg offers a collection of recipes at the back of the book, the same food served at the Whistle Stop Cafe, and now considered very trendy up north.
The first thing I want to do when I go home is I want to have black-eyed peas, turnip greens, pork chops, everything that I grew up as a child, because it's very comforting.
Fannie Flagg's Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe is loaded with Southern wit and charm, published by Random House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.